Shalom, everybody. Baruch Hashem. This week we are zocha to begin a new sefer, Sefer Vayikra. Bnei Yisrael built the Mishkan at the end of Sefer Shmos, and now it's time to hear about what our job is in that Mishkan. And so we begin with Parshas Vayikra to hear about various korbanos that are going to be brought in the Mishkan. And many times in the Torah, and specifically many times in our Parsha, the Torah describes a korban as being a reach nichoach Lashem, an appeasing fragrance to God. For example, the Torah says in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Yud Zayin, that a korban ola from birds is a reach nichoach Lashem. Or in Perek Beis, Pasuk Beis, the Torah says that a korban mincha is a reach nichoach Lashem. But what does that expression mean? It comes up again and again in the Torah, but what does it mean? Rashi, Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, says on Perek Aleph, Pasuk Tes, that reach nichoach comes from the word nachas ruach lefanai. When we bring a korban, we are doing Hashem's will. It's a reach nichoach Lashem. Rav Yaakov Tzvi Mecklenburg, he was the Rav of Königsberg in East Prussia. He died in 1865. He offers a different explanation in his Sefer HaKsav VeHaKabbalah on the same pasuk. And he says the following most beautiful answer. He says that the expression reach nichoach Lashem does not describe the korban. Rather, he says, it describes the thinking and the mindset of the person bringing the korban. When a person brings a korban so that they can be atoned for a sin that they committed, for example, it's quite easy for that person to say, I brought my korban, I'm done. But the Torah says absolutely not. The korban is not just bringing an animal or bringing flour or whatever it is. The korban must be accompanied by action. It must be accompanied by tshuva, by ma'asim tovim, by a commitment to repair one's relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just bringing a korban means nothing. Bringing a korban and without any other action associated with it is exactly the mindset of what the Navi Yeshayahu referred to in the very beginning of Sefer Yeshayahu in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Yud Aleph. Says the Sefer Yeshayahu, says the Navi Yeshayahu, in the name of Hashem, Lama li rov zivchechem yomar Hashem. Why do I need all of your korbanos to me, says Hashem? Those kinds of korbanos are not korbanos. What is a korban? It's what the bringer of the korban will do after the korban has been brought. Will their ways change? Will he do tshuva? Will she change her actions? The korban is only the beginning of the process. It's not the end of the process. And that, says the Ksav VeHaKabbalah, is what reach nichoach Lashem means. It's a sweet smelling fragrance to God. What does that mean? When you smell something, when you smell a very sweet smell, say for example, you wake up on Shabbos morning and you smell the chalent. When you smell that chalent, you know that amazing chalent is on its way. A smell is a harbinger of sorts for what's to come. And that, says the Ksav VeHaKabbalah, is what a korban is. In his words, Kemochein, Yihyeh HaKorban Lifnei Hashem Kimevaser Al HaMaisim Tovim She'asid HaMakriv La'asos Mikan VeHala. When you bring a korban, it's a sweet smell. It's a harbinger for what's to come. When you bring a korban, it's an indication that something is happening down the road. It's an indication that Ma'asim Tovim are coming. It's an indication that Tshuva is coming as well. And that's what Hashem is looking for. Not the korban per se. You brought an animal. Fine. No, that's not enough. The korban is just a smell, so to speak. Hashem is looking for what's coming, working on improving our ways, working on mending our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is a powerful lesson in the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, and it's a powerful lesson for much of our avodah nowadays as well. When we daven, for example, we don't just check boxes and say, okay, that's it, did that, done, time to move on. No, not at all. When we daven, we want our tfilos to be a reach nichoach Lashem. We want our tfilos, for example, to be a tfila followed by action. Actions to repair our past and move ever so closer to God himself. Have an amazing day, everyone.